Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast, and this is our last and final episode in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 16, let me read through verses 21 through the end of the book. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, and so do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who write this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you, and Quartus, the brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the eternal God, has been made known to all nations, leading to obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. Well, we looked at names in the previous episode, and Paul's got a couple of more names that he's going to reference here. Specifically, he references Timothy, his fellow worker, that he's obviously with Paul at the time of the writing of this letter. And he says, Timothy is with me, and he greets you. And there's a couple other men that he names there. Verse 22, a very interesting verse and one that's really important for us to understand how Paul actually, quote, wrote his letters, which was a very common practice in the New Testament era when letters were written. Lots of letters were written, secular and otherwise, for different reasons, for business and government. Paul wrote letters as a way of communicating, which have been preserved and now made canonized scripture. But he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write these things, but the practical process of writing them was done very much according to tradition of the first century. And that was many times a writer of a letter would have what's called in the Greek an amanuensis. That's a big word that simply means a scribe. So Tertius, actually the one who wrote the letter physically, greets the people in Rome. He takes liberties to say, I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. It's most probable that Paul had Tertius. Maybe he wrote in a better hand script than Paul could, or maybe it was just, as I've said already, the tradition of the time to be able to think clearly and not have to be writing and dictating at the same time. So Paul would dictate what he wanted to say and Tertius would write it down. And this is why this verse is in here. And then in verse 25, Paul ends this letter with his customary benediction, and it's a very beautiful benediction. It's where Paul just breaks out and he declares a blessing for the Lord in reference to everything that he said in the letter. He says, now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. Paul had absolute confidence that the gospel message that he has spelled out in this letter, the very reason for writing the letter that we talked about from the very beginning, was that Paul wanted them to understand the gospel. The book of Romans is the most extensive of Paul's letters to lay out all the aspects of the good news of God through the preaching of Jesus Christ. And he said it's through this that they can become established in God. And he says it's according to this revelation of the mystery of Christ, which for ages past was hidden, but now has been revealed. Again, another one of Paul's nows is a now then, not a now now. So what has been revealed then is still revealed. It has been manifested in the work of Jesus Christ, and it was in accordance with all the scriptures of the Old Testament and all the prophets and all the commandments of God, and it has been made known, according to Paul, to all nations. In Paul's perspective, the gospel had gone out fully. He had done the work of bringing the gospel to all the nations. And then he says, for the obedience of faith. I've alluded to it in the previous episode. Here it is again. It is the final bookend. Romans began in Romans chapter 1, verse 6. He says that we have received grace and apostleship to bring about obedience of faith among all the Gentiles. And he says at the very end of the book, the last verse, that the gospel has gone out, the preaching of Jesus, the manifestation of the mystery has come forth for the obedience of faith. And because of this, he glorifies the only true wise God through Jesus Christ, and he gives him glory forever. Amen. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.